This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 18th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll have a report from Peoria as U.S. Senator Roland Burris continues to defend himself after the release of an affidavit indicating that he had tried to raise funds for former Governor Rod Blagojevich. We'll have a report from Peoria and much more during the newscast about Burris. We'll also check the forecast for Champaign-Urbana, which includes a chance of snow by this weekend. But first, a look at today's news. An investigation is pending over statements U.S. Senator Roland Burris, a Democrat, made to the Illinois House panel reviewing then-Governor Rod Blagojevich's impeachment. While under oath, Burris testified he did not give Blagojevich anything in exchange for his appointment. But this week, Burris told the media that he did try to raise funds for the former governor. It's one of several discrepancies that have led critics to accuse Burris of at least being dishonest, at the most committing perjury. Yesterday, House Speaker Mike Madigan turned over Burris's testimony and other documents to Sangamon County State's Attorney John Schmidt. Schmidt says he'll review the information to see if Burris violated any law. Schmidt couldn't give a deadline.
To put a timeline on yourself as a prosecutor is not fair to any of the parties involved, because there may be perfectly relevant information on the other side of that timeline. So we're reviewing this as professionals in a professional manner and at a professional pace, as we do any other case in our office.
Schmidt says he may gather more information if it's necessary. Burris, who is making public appearances on a mini-state tour, has denied wrongdoing. The head of the Illinois House committee that investigated the impeachment of former Governor Rod Blagojevich says there are no plans to recall Burris to explain his changing testimony about how he got his post. Representative Barbara Flynn Curry said yesterday that committee action on the matter could interfere with Schmidt's review of whether Burris perjured himself. Blagojevich appointed Burris to the seat December 30th. The impeachment committee summoned Burris the following week. Burris didn't mention that he'd been solicited for fundraising assistance by Blagojevich's brother. That came out last weekend in an affidavit Burris submitted to the committee. The Chicago Tribune has added its voice to the chorus demanding for Burris's resignation. The newspaper, in an editorial in this morning's editions, says Burris has lost the benefit of the doubt with his latest version of the events leading to his appointment to the Senate. Former Governor Blagojevich appointed Burris on December 30th. Since then, Burris has offered several explanations of events surrounding his appointment. The Tribune says Burris's protest that he has nothing to hide rang hollow. The newspaper said the hole Burris has dug himself into is getting deeper and leaves him with no credibility. The Tribune contends there's only one honorable action for Burris, and that is to resign, something the senator has said he will not do. Former Governor Blagojevich's appointment of Burris has been criticized from the beginning. Now a state senator is pushing a measure that would prevent any future governor facing impeachment from making any official appointments. Todd Feuer has more.
Republican State Senator John Jones of Mount Vernon says Burris's appointment has turned into a fiasco. Jones has introduced a proposal to prohibit any governor from making appointments once he has been impeached. The measure would cover more than just a governor's choices to fill vacant Senate seats or other elected offices. It would also cover department heads and political appointments. Specifically, Jones pointed to Blagojevich's last-minute selection of his longtime ally, former State Representative Kurt Granberg, to run the Department of Natural Resources.
We saw what happened with the Director of Department of Natural Resources and that temporary appointment there, that former Representative Granberg didn't serve 30 days, and he's still going to get a $40,000 increase in his pension fund.
Blagojevich appointed Granberg more than a week after the House voted to impeach the former governor. Under Jones's proposal, such an appointment would be null and void, as would any appointment a governor made up to 30 days before his impeachment. I'm Todd Fuhrer.
Champaign and Urbana are having trouble renegotiating their cable TV franchises, and both cities are proposing contract extensions. Urbana City Council will discuss its next move in negotiating with Comcast at next Monday's Committee of the Whole meeting. And last night, Champaign City Council voted to extend the existing contract through the end of June and call for formal talks with Comcast. The council also voted to add another $25,000 to the fund it's using to pay for a consultant on the negotiations. Speaking during a break in Monday night's Urbana Council meeting, Mayor Laurel Prussing says part of the impasse with Comcast involves the 2% fee her city charges cable customers to maintain its public education and government channels, or PEG channels.
We're the only city in Illinois that has that, and we are nationally recognized for our excellence in PEG programming. You know, we got $60,000 worth of services because our director applied for a grant, and we're doing good work.
Champaign Information Technology Specialist Jeff Hamilton is on that city's negotiating committee. He says the two cities split into separate negotiations last year because of differences over PEG channel fees. Comcast has faced increased competition from satellite providers and the Internet. Last fall, the Champaign County Board decided to change the structure at the helm of the county from two administrators to one. Now a board committee wants to reaffirm those plans with its new members, with hopes of coinciding that change with the next fiscal year. The county has had two administrators for just over 10 years, but the move was requested several months ago over concerns like business flow and communication. Co-administrators Denny Enman and Deb Busey have shared duties. Brendan McGinty sits on the board's Administrative Special Structure Committee. He suggests include hiring a director of facilities to go with the single administrator.
What sort of role would that person have compared to the administrator of facilities that we have in place right now? And we've talked about that in open session, looked at different job classifications, descriptions, et cetera. What sort of person would it be? Are there savings to be had by making a change to that? How would that person coordinate with a single administrator? Issues like that.
McGinty says the committee is not only talking about rolling all duties under one administrator, but that person's powers. For example, performance reviews of some county staff are presently handled by the county board. McGinty says it may make more sense to have them done by one person who deals with departments more often. The committee will spend the next few months deciding whether to hire from within or conduct a search. McGinty hopes the county board could agree to all changes this spring so a search and interviews could be completed before August. If you want a beer with that sandwich, you'll have to pick it up yourself. Champaign City Council has decided that a sandwich shop cannot include packaged beer or liquor with its sandwich deliveries. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The Fat Sandwich Shop, which sells sandwiches and packaged liquor in Champaign's campus town, offers to deliver sandwiches to your door and a six-pack of beer as well. They're not the only business in Champaign that delivers packaged liquor, but they're the only sandwich shop that does. Mayor Jerry Schweihart says the deliveries offer too much temptation to minors.
Number one, it would make alcohol readily available to underage kids, and I'm more worried about the high school age or people not away from the college, because all you have to do is get somebody that's 21 to sign for it.
City Councilman Tom Bruno says he doesn't see any serious misuse of Fat Sandwich's alcohol deliveries.
It hasn't happened up to now, and it's highly unlikely that it's going to start. Frankly, there are plenty of holes in this sieve for underage people to get alcohol.
The Champaign City Council voted 7-2 last night to amend the city's liquor code to ban liquor deliveries for shops like Fat Sandwich, which have a packaged liquor license as a rider. Fat Sandwich can still sell packaged liquor to customers in the store. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Foster. U.S. Senator Roland Burris is under heightened scrutiny for his conversations with aides of now-former Governor Rod Blagojevich. The senator ceased taking questions from reporters Tuesday during what he's calling his listening tour in Peoria, Bloomington, and Normal. Tanya Kuntz has more.
Burris Monday recounted conversations he had with Blagojevich's brother before the election. Burris says it was a routine fundraising call with Robert Blagojevich, a call in which he identified himself as the governor's new fundraiser.
And Roland, you've been helpful for us in the past. And I said, yes, you know, I've certainly tried to work with the governor. I tried to help you all. But a lot of people didn't. And he says we need to raise some funds. We hope that you could probably get some of your friends together. I said, well, you know, what type of money are we looking for? He said, can you raise us $10,000 or $15,000 from... I said, I don't know, but I can't do it now because we are in the midst of an election. Call me after the election.
Contrast that with the exchange Burris had in January with State Representative Mary Flowers during the House impeachment hearings.
There was no conversation, none to that effect, no quid pro quo, none of that.
Absolutely, positively not.
Now Burris says he has nothing to hide.
I welcome the opportunity to go before any and all investigative bodies, including those referred by Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan and the Senate Ethics Committee to answer any questions they have.
The next step could be up to Sangamon County State's Attorney John Schmidt, whose office is reviewing the case. Burris says his staff has called Schmidt's office to promise a full account of his actions, statements, and contacts. I'm Tanya Kuntz.
Forecast for the region, we have showers, likely a chance of thunderstorms this morning, then chance of rain this afternoon, the high around 45, blustery winds up to 30 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of snow in the evening, a chance of flurries after midnight. Colder, the low around 17. Partly sunny tomorrow, much colder, the high around 22. Partly cloudy Thursday night, the low around 13. Not as cold Friday, mostly sunny, the high around 35. Mostly cloudy, a chance of snow Friday night, the low around 19. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a 30% chance of snow, the high around 28. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 18th. You can find podcasts at Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.